July 19th through 25th, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 81 through 83. Where much is given, much is required. How can the Revelations and Doctrine and Covenants, sections 81 through 83, help the children you teach to do good among their family and friends? Invite sharing. Invite the children to share something they did to help someone this week. How can serving others help us become like our Savior? Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 3. I should pray always. When the Lord called Frederick G. Williams to be a counselor to the prophet Joseph Smith, he counseled Frederick to be faithful in prayer always. Possible activities. Read to the children the Lord's counsel to be, quote, faithful in prayer always, vocally and in thy heart, in public and in private, end quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 3. Explain what it means to pray in our hearts and share a personal example. Help the children think of times when they can pray in public and in private. Teach the children how to pray. Emphasize that they can thank Heavenly Father for their blessings and ask Him for what they need. A song about prayer, such as, I Thank Thee, Dear Father, see Children's Songbook, page 7, can help the children know what to say in their prayers. Give each child a turn to say a brief prayer. Ask the children to think of things they might thank Heavenly Father for or ask Him for. Let them draw pictures of these things and share them with the class. Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5, section 82, verse 19. I can serve those around me. Heavenly Father knows the needs of each of His children, and He often uses other people, like the children you teach, to help meet those needs. How can you help the children recognize the needs of others and serve them? Possible activities. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5, to the children, and help them understand phrases like succor the weak and lift up the hands which hang down. Let them act out ways we can do what the Lord asks in this verse. Use pictures or videos to tell simple stories of Jesus Christ serving others. See Gospel Art Book Numbers 41, 42, 46, 47, and 55. See also BibleVideos.ChurchOfJesusChrist.org. How can we follow the Savior's example of helping others? Sing the fourth verse of I Feel My Savior's Love. See Children's Songbook, pages 74 through 75, or another song about service. Tell about a time when someone helped you feel the Savior's love by serving you. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 19, to the children, emphasizing the phrase, seeking the interest of his neighbor. Explain that this means doing things that help our neighbors, including our family. Help the children think of ways they can serve someone this week. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. God promises blessings when I obey Him. As they grow, children may wonder why God gives us so many commandments. You can help the children understand that He gives us commandments to bless us. Possible activities. Help the children think of commandments that God has given us. See, for example, Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 17, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 5 through 17. Draw pictures on the board to help the children understand and remember these commandments. Give examples of how God's commandments can bless and protect us. Read to the children, I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. Ask the children to repeat this phrase several times with you and think of ways to help them remember it, such as inviting them to clap to the rhythm of the phrase. Testify that when we obey God's commandments, He keeps His promises to us. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 3. I can pray vocally and in my heart. How can you inspire the children to turn to the Lord in prayer always when they are in need? Possible activities. Invite someone to read Doctrine and Covenants section 81, verse 3, and ask the children what it means to pray in your heart. Share an experience when you prayed aloud or in your heart and the Lord helped you. Also ask the children to share their own experiences. How can prayer bring us closer to Heavenly Father? Read or sing with the children a hymn about prayer, such as, Did You Think to Pray? Or Secret Prayer. See hymns numbers 140 and 144. Invite the children to share a phrase from the hymn that helps them understand something about prayer. Give them time to ponder what they can do to improve their prayers, and then write their ideas. Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5. God wants me to serve and strengthen those in need. Help the children understand that there are many ways they can serve their family, friends, and neighbors every day. Possible activities. Draw pictures of hands and knees on the board. Ask the children to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5, to learn what the Lord says about these body parts. Watch the video, pass it on, see churchofjesuschrist.org, or share how you and the children have seen people serve each other. How can we be more aware of people in need around us? Invite the children to serve at least one person this week. For ideas about ways to serve others, sing a song about service, such as, Have I Done Any Good? See hymns number 223. Invite the children to take turns setting up dominoes or similar objects while naming ways they can serve others. Ask a child to knock over one domino and notice how it affects the others. How can our service have a similar effect on people around us? See also the video, Dominoes, churchofjesuschrist.org. Tell about how someone's loving service encouraged you to serve someone else. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 8 through 10. God promises blessings when I obey Him. As the children develop trust in God's promises, their willingness to obey His commandments will grow. Possible activities. Invite the children to imagine they have a friend who thinks that God has given too many commandments. Ask them to search Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 8 through 10, for something that would help their friend understand why God gives commandments. Share how God's commandments have blessed you, and invite the children to share their thoughts as well. To help the children understand Heavenly Father's promises to us, divide the class into three groups and give each group one of the following scriptures to read. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 37 through 38, section 82, verse 10, and section 130, verses 20 through 21. Invite them to share what they learn about Heavenly Father's promises. How does our obedience affect the blessings we can receive? Help the children think of examples from their lives or from the scriptures when obedience brought blessings from God. Share a personal experience that testifies of the principles taught in Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 8 through 10. How have you come to trust in the Lord and His promises? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to think of how they would like to serve someone in their family this week. During next week's lesson, let them share what they did. Improving our teaching. Help children become better learners. Teaching means more than just imparting truth. It means helping others develop spiritual self-reliance. Instead of simply telling the children how they can serve others, for example, encourage them to think of their own ideas,